and the equation in the end is very simple. Without the state, we are victims, and with the state, we are villains. And if despotism starts with the managing of the water, ecology begins with envisioning ways of developing lifeboats when the dikes will break. And there is not one despotic place, but places that toss despotism to one another. And only in pursuing natural ambition we can find supernatural powers to accomplish it. And lastly, to live one life to the full, why not to examine it? And if we were let to pursue our spirit, we wouldn't need so much commodities and legislations that comes with it. And as the science of dominance brought us to despair, and the science of care is bringing us to death, only the science of mindfulness will give us rebirth. And self-reliance is the key, because the humans that centralization specializes will never otherwise be able to face the environment that centralization destabilizes. And reciprocity is not only the key for a healthier society, but the key to replace hate with love. And since the system uproots us from the environment, we ought to ourselves design rituals to reconnect to it. And sadism is expressed in a satisfaction of putting an otherwise spontaneous nature under dominance. And within a nation state, even the most egalitarian of organizations is in itself a bubble, outsourcing a larger scale type of exploitation. And keeping true to oneself without following the mainstream is the way one can provide real nourishment to others. And play can be summarized as a hunt and gathering, and therefore it is in play that we can rediscover our primitive and mindful self. And nature covers and uncovers stratas, and only relating ourselves to her we can also cover and uncover stratas within us. And we ultimately become mindful, and only after we have expired we might be able to speak this mindfulness out. And we come to the world with our ideas, and much can be the social commotion, yet everything falls silent again. And there is nothing we can do against the violent imposition of the state but grow into a flower. And there is nothing new we can say about freedom, but in the way we say it, we can renew its poetic message. And lastly, power is not only the corruption of the elite, but the misery of the masses. And possibly the shift from patriarchy to matriarchy has come to generate what we now identify to as victimization. And only by practicing mindfulness, people will find it useless to compete with one another in the environment, and will instead reach a symbiosis with them. And lastly, what is unsustainable is competition, and what is in the long run sustainable is collaboration. And the war in the end is between nature and the centers of power, which exploit the periphery in order to sustain themselves, and only envisioning a new belonging we can find the platform to stand up and rebel and to be egalitarian in contemporary terms is to accept the bureaucracy of standardization. And as long as we don't care about paperwork altogether, all they can do to us is threaten us with more paperwork. And having lost all the nuances, there is nothing left but impenetrable walls. And the real gets emptied to fill up an unreal that never gets filled. And where there is flow, there is life, and where this flow is regulated, life disappears. And anxiety comes when we are no longer able to negotiate and the ready-made procedures are needed to move on. And only deep in nature we can find a powerful meaning to adhere to. And we shall ask, beside the things one did to increase one's reputation, as one also did anything out of real passion. And in the end, life can only regenerate itself in between political limbo. And caught in the scheme of total power exploitation, we become extreme, like the weather. And critics in the end only use whatever manifestation of reality to make their own point. Exterminate all the small parasites and they will be replaced by the big parasite. And the solution in the end may be to fully deregulate the agriculture and fully regulate the industry. We shall not be afraid of the beast, but of people turning into beasts in response of it. And the surplus the state gives is the surplus the state annihilates, leaving no means to survive. And the common type is who takes from nature. The uncommon type is who, even if he takes from nature, he brings much back to her. And in anything there is good and evil, and it is up to us to make the good prevail with whatever we associate. And ultimately we are the burden of our own self, and we have to constantly work our nature out to get rid of it. And no one has nothing to do with the local environment, but through the interplay that he or she is able to establish. And only nature is able to surprise our senses, and only with our surprised senses we are able to surprise ourselves. And we ought to replace the individualist I do what I want with the stoic I do what my nature tells me to do. And the imported forms of minimalism have ruined the possibility to develop local ecologies. And nature is in principle decentralized, and political centralization is the most violent form of going against her. And the discussion shouldn't be about humans dominating nature, but about humans using automation to do so. And so it goes that the strive to keep power alive elects the old victims as the new tyrants. And evolution is about realizing that everything else has a conscious while in the process losing one's own human conscious. And it is because of loving humans the giant trees grow, and it is because of greedy humans the giant trees fell. And centuries old arts are lost in the end because modernization doesn't allow us anymore to take care of our own nature. And the more peaceful is the picture, the more it is the product of fearful battles. And only through the rebelling of what attempts to regulate life can life emerge. And like a river, we fall down the spring of life and bring freshness to the world until we stagnate and have to evaporate again. And with modernity taking us to one extreme, the problem really is to compensate it, we have to go to the opposite extreme. And lastly, it is as if in order to be part of the system, we ought to be encapsulated in one form or another. And only after a life of hunter-gatherers we can establish a meaningful cultivation, meaning that exploration and cultivation are interdependent. And without personally engaging with the cultivation of our humanity, a precipice opens up in front of us.